Good morning, everyone. This week we're reading Parshas Kisisa, which describes, amongst many other things, the unfortunate incident of the Egel HaZahav, of the Jewish people making a golden calf to supplant Moshe. And the pasuk that describes that event, that shocking event, that the Jewish people, just 40 days after hearing God's voice, of experiencing God face to face, so to speak, that they turn around and are and have the ability, have the capacity to fail so tremendously and build a golden idol in Moshe's stead is just shocking. So everyone, all of the commentaries really ask how this occurs. And for this, we turn to Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Aleph, where the Torah says in chapter 32, verse 1, Vayar Ha'am, the people saw, Kivoshesh Moshe laredes min ha'ar, that Moshe had delayed in coming down the mountain. Vayikahel ha'am al Aaron, and the people gathered onto Aaron. Vayomru elav, and they said to him, Kum, get up, asay lanu Elohim, make for us a God, asher yelchu lefaninu, who will go before us. Kizem Moshe ha'ish, because Moshe, the man, asher ha'alanu me'aretz Mitzrayim, who took us out of Egypt, lo yadanu mehayalo, we don't know where he is. And there are three common approaches to the distinction of asking for a God to make an Elohim versus Moshe Ha'ish, Moshe the man who had previously led them. The first two are more rational and linguistic. And the first one is that Elohim doesn't mean gods, it means judges. It means that make for us a judge to be instead of Moshe because Moshe the man is gone. That's answer number one. Answer number two is that it's not that we diminish Elohim to the status of judges, but rather we raise Moshe. Moshe in Parshas Shemos is told by Hashem that Aaron will be your Navi, will be your prophet, so to speak, and you, that Aaron will be your Navi, and you will be his Elokecha, you will be his God, Elohecha, which means that Moshe already is given some of these divine attributes of almost being godly. And so Moshe Ha'ish is almost an ironic term because he was really almost more godly. And so we need to substitute Moshe with something equally or more godly. And the third answer in this regard of this distinction of Elohim and Ha'ish is that, yes, Moshe was Ha'ish, but lo yadanu mehayalo, we don't know what happened to him. He's lost. With all of the greatness of Moshe, with all the belief that they had in Moshe, still he wasn't great enough to stand in the presence of God for 40 days, and now he's absconded, he's gone, he's lost. And so they need something that's more divine than Moshe to replace him, an Elohim, a demigod, a god to replace Moshe, because man fails. And there's a lesson to be taken from this, because obviously Moshe hadn't failed. There's a lesson to be taken from this that we should have more faith in humanity, in our fellow man, in our capacity, not just to accomplish things on earth, but our divine capacity, our capacity to change, our capacity to be spiritual, to give others the benefit of the doubt. All of those messages can be derived from this answer, but I want to go in a different direction with this. All of these are theological approaches, but there's another approach that the Jewish people didn't fail in a theological sense, but rather in a psychological sense. They allowed themselves to be overcome by fear. Vayar Ha'am is when the people saw, but it's also they saw and they were afraid. And they didn't know what to do. And they felt alone, and they responded to that feeling inappropriately. So the feeling may have been a reasonable feeling to be afraid, but they responded inappropriately. And from this mixture of this psychological failing and the theological failing comes the Jewish movement of Mussar. The Mussar movement takes these psychological tendencies and incorporates them into the framework of theology and explains that there's a failing here that really combines the two worlds of psychology and theology, which is a failing of patience, that the Jewish people just could have waited one more day. Aaron tells the people, bring me the gold and tomorrow, machar, will make a celebration. He's trying to get them to just be a little bit more patient. And I think that if there's one takeaway for us to take from this horrific story in Jewish history, which sends the Jewish people on a collision course throughout the nations in Jewish history, there's one takeaway for this week for us to think about as we work our way through Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. It's to think about being more patient, about taking a little bit more time, waiting. When we're feeling anxiety, when we're feeling frustration, when we're feeling pain, instead of instantaneously reacting to it, to take a deep breath, to be patient. To think through our options and to see if maybe our fear, our emotional response, our immediate response is not the ideal response and the best way of moving forward. Have a Shabbat Shalom, a good day, and good luck incorporating this midah, this character trait of patience into all of our lives. Shabbat Shalom.